I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth brings us some early harvest inspiration from Not Enough Acres Farm in Dennis.
Spring crops are in full swing inside farmer Jeff Deck's greenhouses.
The Ovation arugula was planted back in November. The baby onions that are coming up that Belva just got finished cutting in half were planted in January, and they're going out into the field in 2 weeks. The carrots were planted back in December, and then the new spinach that's in here was planted back in January.
Jeff follows the methods of year-round planting and harvest guru Elliot Coleman of Maine. Coleman wrote some famous books about year-round gardening that have inspired a lot of people, including Jeff. The land Jeff farms in Dennis has been in his wife's family since the 1700s. But the two 21-by-40-foot greenhouses are recent additions.
The first house that we showed you, I've had that house for 7 years now. This greenhouse we're in right now is a new one that we got last year.
And what inspired you to try it?
I got tired of grocery store food. You know, the stuff shipped in from California wasn't looking real good. So I said to myself, I could do better than that, and I did.
Jeff reached out to local restaurants to find out what vegetables they could use in the cooler months, and also researched what varieties do well in a greenhouse. Temperatures inside can fluctuate quite a bit from month to month and between gray and sunny days, and some cultivars tolerate this better than others.
As far as the spinach, I look for an organic greenhouse spinach, and we grow TP and Regiment, which are both organic and greenhouse tolerant. Our carrots are Yayas, and that's a greenhouse or field type carrot. It's a nice little tender carrot, and the arugula grows inside or out. It doesn't much matter on that stuff.
The carrots and arugula are both planted just once in the late fall and early winter, but Jeff plants spinach all through the cooler months every 2 to 3 weeks. By succession planting, he can harvest spinach from fall straight through to spring.
We're finishing picking up probably 25 pounds of spinach, and we do that every five days.
And you have lettuce, too, going.
Yeah, we have lettuce. That's Buttercrunch. That was seeded as a row crop and not head lettuce, so we just cut that and bag it up.
And it looks like, do you have mustards as well?
That's part of the Ovation blend, which is, let's see, there's arugula, tatsoi, mizuma, red Russian kale, and red mustard, and the red leaves are the red mustard that you see.
These are all cold-tolerant greens, and they make a great salad or braising mix. Jeff says the only month seeds won't germinate is December. That's because there's so little light. But as late in the year as November, and as early as January, the days are just long enough that the plants will sprout. Jeff leads me over to a row of carrots.
These were planted back in November, but they're 4 to 5 inches. And the size of my thumb, and they taste nice and sweet. So here you go.
They look delicious.
Yep.
Oh,
aren't those good?
Yep. It's my first taste of spring. I don't have anything but peas in the ground yet in my garden, but Jeff's hoop houses are an inspiration. More and more farmers on the Cape are trying their hands at indoor growing, which means there should be plenty of fresh produce at farmers markets when they start to open up in the next few weeks. I've put up a list of opening dates for farmers markets around the Cape. That's on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
This story came to us from a listener suggestion. We're always glad to hear from you about ideas for stories, so get in touch with us on our website, capeandislands.org. You'll also find online pictures there of Jeff Deck's hoop houses and a link to a recipe for a spring buttercrunch lettuce salad with fresh carrots and avocado. That's at capeandislands.org. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.